The Kalakala has taken her last voyage. It feels like we've been saying goodbye to her for years already. But in the early morning yesterday, two tugs slipped her from her moorings near the port of Tacoma to take her to the dock where she will be demolished. In her storied life, the 92-year-old Art Deco vessel has been a barge, a ferry, a party boat, and a stripped-down crab processor. Bing Crosby immortalized her in song.
There's the Illihee and the Chippewa
and the Killiute, the Kalakala.
In her later years, she has been an eyesore and an environmental hazard. But through it all, there were always people who rooted for her. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph was aboard as an observer and has this report.
It's 3 in the morning. Damp cold, and already we're in a hurry.
A crew came down and got on one of the tugs and already took off.
Yeah, I saw them.
Jeremy Downs is a skipper and an environmental consultant. On board is a collection of observers.
When I holler, just step on.
We're all here to witness Kalakala's final, final journey. And we're off. The Kalakala is so fragile that there is danger in moving her. There are visible holes in the waterline. They'll have pumps bailing the whole time they'll be hauling her.
If you want to start working against me a little bit if you can.
Everyone around is nervous. It's possible barnacles hold her together more than the steel does. We listen to the radio as crews start the push.
This is working just fine, just like we talked about.
Relief.
And just starting to show forward motion here.
She sails along silent as the workshops along the waterway turn their lights on for the day. A lit procession. By 6 in the morning, Kalakala is nearly at her final destination.
Starboard set.
She's made it. The graving dock on the Blair Waterway is where boats go to get out of the water for the last time. Carl Anderson, the final owner of the Kalakala, is waiting for her arrival.
Great joy and relief.
He and a few friends are smoking celebratory cigars.
It's a Fuente, Opus X.
Behind them, a yellow demolition crane sits at the ready. Anderson only became owner of the Kalakala because he let her move to his dock from her place at Nia Bay, where she was no longer welcome. The previous owner had run out of cash, and then authorities were worried that she would sink and further pollute the Hylabos waterway, which is already a Superfund site. He realized he was on the hook. Since then, he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars planning her last rites. He says it's been an honor.
I realized last night that this was fate. That she was a beautiful woman, the queen of the sea. She just wanted to die a decent death, and they wouldn't let her do that. So she sent a message to me when it was in Nia Bay, says, you know, help me.
Anderson planned a special send-off. The minister, Francis Lorenz, fought through tight security at the dock to deliver it.
Well, these gentlemen, I'm the minister that's going to
do
the
ceremony. Oh, yeah, right down there. Carl, that's the person you want to meet.
And she did.
As we gather to honor the Kalakala this morning, we remember all change is simply the ebb and flow of life.
Lorenz spoke of the vessel's good times and the many disappointments.
Lovingly, we extract the lessons to be learned from her existence and demise.
As she spoke, the demolition crane started up and punched its fist through a window on the Kalakala. The ceremony wasn't even over yet. People floated feathers down to the water, remembering the ferry's native name, Flying Bird. And then the crane started up again. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.